Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
In a couple of minutes, we'll talk with Dr. Bill Folger. He is in Houston. You know, we haven't been hearing about Houston over the past couple of days, which I understand. But how is that city doing? And specifically concerning the companion animals, I wonder how many are still lost, how many in shelters, how many have been found. I will offer tips. You know, we don't live, if you are in the Chicago area, in a hurricane zone, but we have tornadoes, periodic flooding, and no matter where you live in the world listening to me, something, anything can happen. You never know. So emergency preparedness for pets is really important, and I will get to that too before 7 o'clock. Dr. Patrick Flynn is on the phone. Dr. Flynn, I know you're in Florida. Let's answer Dave Schwani, our newsman's question. Where are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I am right here kind of in the waiting for the teeth of the storm. I'm in Clearwater, so I'm just on the other side of the Tampa Bay.
All right. I was just going to ask you, for those who don't know Florida geography, so the storm, as I understand it, and as our newsroom reported, just hit the Florida Keys. It is moving in your direction. Are you seeing, and it wasn't supposed to originally, so several questions for you all at once. You look out the window right now. What do you see?
Actually, not a whole lot. It's been deceiving, I think, for all of us here in Florida for the past few days because it's been just gorgeous beach weather. It's changed a little bit overnight. It's now overcast and had just a little bit of rain this morning, but there's no wind. It just looks like a regular morning in Florida, so it's just crazy.
Why did you decide, and I know the show that precedes mine, Dave Plyer, talked about this, and some listeners, the texts are still here, and incidentally, you can call or text us, 312-981-7200. The texts are still here, criticizing people who haven't left. Well, you did not evacuate. I have a friend who I've been communicating with. If we have time somehow this morning, we'll be able to get her on. But she did leave. She left for Tallahassee. You're staying put. And I suspect right now you have no choice but to stay put.
True. I have not had a choice for probably about 24 to almost 48 hours. I think part of it, obviously some of us on the West Coast got caught a little bit because it was such an East Coast event, although truly this thing is, you know, absorbing the entire state and north. So I know some people were trapped just from a fuel point of view because you could only get really one tank of gas maybe back on Tuesday or so, and that would get you maybe just a little north of Tallahassee. And as of the early part of the week, you know, there were no hotel rooms all the way up north of Atlanta. So it became kind of a mathematical problem. Plus, sitting in traffic for so long, you know, people were running out of fuel. That was a concern. I think a lot of people then ran to the West Coast to try and get away from that, so they're stuck over here. For me, I'm not in an evacuation zone. This area was never evacuated. I'm in a house that's been built since Andrew and, is in a high portion of the county. But to me, it's pretty much worked out to be the same as a shelter, which would have been the best I could do, short of getting on a plane. But I've got two dogs and an African Grey, so I decided to hang out here with these guys.
So by African Grey, for those who don't know, you mean a parrot. And for the two dogs, would that shelter have accepted your parrot and also the two dogs? Are shelters accepting animals?
That's a good point. Most of them are, and really they kind of have to. The Pets Act that was passed after Katrina requires most of them to accept pets if you bring them. And to my understanding, watching TV and talking to others, the Florida shelters have been very good about that. I'm sure it's a challenge to have that many pets in there or anything. There's been a little bit of a question about, well, I can just show up at a hotel and they have to accept my pet even if they have a no-pet policy. And that is, my understanding, is not true. The shelters have to because it's a FEMA-related thing. The hotels do not. But I think most of them actually have been pretty good about that.
Yeah, you're correct about the hotels. They can make their own individual choices. And also the rescuers. So the FEMA rescuers in Houston, and we'll talk with Dr. Bill Folger about this in a little bit, the FEMA rescuers, in theory, by law, had to take the pets. But they always couldn't take everyone. They had to leave, in some cases, human beings behind. just because they were so filled up. So at first, in some cases, they took the elderly and they took maybe pregnant women or just women in general. They didn't have room for everyone. So all that I understand. In addition to that, most of the rescuers in Texas were not FEMA rescuers, and they were not necessarily trained to handle pets. And most would take them. Most did. But some would not. You're not at that point in Florida. I hope you don't get to that point. You're watching TV. I assume, like everyone else, I'm assuming you have power.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Are your pets reacting in any way whatsoever to your stress, or are they helping to de-stress you?
Yeah, I think they're helping to de-stress me. It's a Labrador and a Golden Retriever, so that's about as best medicine as you can get. So far everybody's pretty calm. I wonder if the bird seems a little stressed and he may be a little more sensitive. I think as the barometric pressure starts to drop, the dog will get a better feel as to something coming.
Yeah, and something is coming. So we wish you safety, Dr. Flynn. We wish you well, and maybe you and I can keep in touch as well. So thank you very, very much. It's still early in the morning, even in Florida, so I appreciate you getting up. And again, may your family be safe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. We'll talk with Dr. Bill Folger in Houston. Get an update on what's going on there, because I haven't seen anything about Houston in the news now for about 2 days. So we're going to hear what's going on in Houston. By the way, I have some good news for you. It just came across to me as I was talking to Dr. Flynn. Southwest Airlines has flown out of Florida with some interesting passengers. I'll tell you about that next. This week on our pet adoption segment that we do monthly with Steve Cochran in the morning, we will have a dog from Anti-Cruelty Society that is from Houston. We're going to learn more about what's happening in Houston in a moment. And Southwest Airlines did leave Florida. I mean, the airlines have more or less from Central or Southern Florida. Not more or less. They have stopped flights. But this was a very special one, filled with dogs coming out of that region. And the reason for that is because they want to empty the shelters, because they know that some dogs, some animals will be found in the streets, or people who have left dogs in backyards, or who have left dogs in homes and get out, or cats as well. It happens every time this sort of thing happens. And the good news is those animals that are moving up north, Chicago, New York, Boston, whatever city it may be, will likely be adopted out. I have several texts here. I'll try to get to those. And we'll also talk about emergency preparedness no matter where you happen to live. So, yes, in Florida, it turns out in Texas, hurricanes can be an issue. But there are other things that can happen, whether they be floods or fires or tornadoes, even a gas leak in your community where you have to leave. So what can you do in advance to prepare? And preparing in advance, believe me, is everything. Dr. Bill Folger, I've talked to several times during and after Hurricane Irma in Florida, not in Florida, in Texas. Good morning, Dr. Folger. How are you? Yes, how are you?
Good. I'm very good.
Good, good. And thank you for taking the call so early. Give me an update, because I haven't seen anything on television about what's going on in Texas now, particularly in the Houston area.
The Houston area is, I think, Steve, trying to get back to some kind of normal routine. You should see the streets in Houston, in my area, where all the houses flooded. The streets are covered with huge piles of furniture and sheetrock and other things that got damaged by the storm. I mean, mile after mile of it. But the reservoirs are going down. A lot of the streets are becoming passable now. And we're just trying to, you know, take care of ourselves and recover from this.
Now,
this is the most devastating hurricane we've ever had.
Sounds like a crazy question, but what does the city smell like?
You know, Steve, I can't smell, so I don't know. But my wife is very good at smelling, and we just spent yesterday tearing out all the carpet out of my brother's house, and she complained of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in communities where either floods have occurred or something else has happened similar to that, and there's a distinct aroma because some of this is sewage water, and also it's right. standing water in a warm place like where you're at, and it does take on a certain odor. They need Freshway for the entire city, if you heard me reading the commercial, of Houston, yeah. from what I'm told. How did the pets fare in Houston?
The pets overall are doing well. I think everybody, search and rescue, the first responders did, I think, a really great job of getting as many pets out as they could. And that, I have to tell you, Steve, that continued for at least a week afterwards. There were bass boats and airboats still searching homes for people and for pets and found them. And I saw them, a lot of them, down at the Houston SPCA.
You know, I'm going to give some tips in just a couple of minutes and try to explain how important it is that people do prepare for something, because an emergency is that, because it is just that, and it's preparing now, I think, makes all the difference in the world. And number one on my list for people that have cats is to carrier train that cat. What do you think about that?
Well, a lot of the cats that survived, you know, they're very smart creatures, and so they would get up on tops or up on the refrigerator to get out of the water. Most cats are not very appreciative of being in the water. So, but I have to say that all of the cats that I saw rescued were in carriers and crates, and it's vital. My own wife was trying to capture her own cats to get them in the safest area of the house, and it was an ordeal. It took an hour.
Yeah. So sometimes people don't have that hour, right? If a tornado is on the way, or your community is flooding, or there's a fire that's headed your way, you just don't have an hour. So I think carrier training cats makes all the difference in the world. And also, if you can get them in there quickly and easily, it lowers their stress, which lowers your stress.
Right. And so that means that the carriers need to be readily accessible.
Yep.
Okay, they need to be in the house, ready to go, ready for you to put them in there. And, Steve, we had dozens of tornadoes here in Houston during Harvey. So that's why she was trying desperately to get our cats in the laundry room.
Hmm. There was so much to report, I don't even know that I saw that. I knew there were a few tornadoes, but I had no idea there were dozens. Dr. Folger, yeah. We've talked many times. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And I thank you for getting up early, and I'm glad you and your family are safe.
Steve, thank you for letting me talk about Harvey. It's been a devastation here.
Yeah, yeah. But I will tell you, because I just traveled through Houston, there really is something special about those people in the Lone Star State.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Steve, thank you.
All right. We'll have the news in 4 minutes on WGN. And I will offer some tips. No matter where you live on the planet, things happen. Planning in advance if you have pets needs to be a priority. And I'll offer some of those tips next. This is WGN, just a couple minutes before Dave Schwanee's news. You know, things happen no matter where you are. And the thing about the unexpected is that it's unexpected. But preparing for that, and it seems like an oxymoron, but preparing for that is so incredibly important. And I guess I know on that list, never, ever assume the emergency, whatever it is, will be over when you are told it will be over or when you think it'll be over. In other words, if you need to leave, leave with your pets. The problem with keeping dogs in the yard all the time, all day, is that if something happens, the dog is usually safer indoors. And for outdoor cats, as we just talked about, many succumbed because they were outdoors. Have the medications nearby and ready to go in some spot that you can easily grab them. You know, you read these things and they say dog food should be left and prepared for an emergency. Well, then it gets old and stale if the emergency doesn't happen and it's no good anymore. You could have bugs even. So I don't agree with that one. But again, readily available is what's important. I will have more about this on my blog.